اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا بينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وآله أجمعين صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد راج پر جہاں ایک شعبان کے اعمال میں صفوات کے ساتھ ساتھ درود ہے اور آج دو رویا مبارکباد ہے ایک تو مولا کی ولادت ہے دوسرے شب جمعہ ہے ظہور مولا بھی جمعہ کے دن ہونے والا ہے انشاءاللہ امید ہے کہ کل آ جائیں اور ہمارا یہ دنیا میں فسادات ہو جائیں ہو رہے ہیں جلد سے جلد خاتمہ ہو آپ لوگ درود پڑھیے اجل پر جہاں کے ساتھ اللہ محمد واجل فرض ہوں اور درود میں دخالت مت کریے خاموش ہو جائیں گے تو پھر میں پڑھواؤں گا اسی طرح پڑھواؤں گا واجل فرض ہوں امر اللہ ان اللہ بصیر بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلی العظیم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الأول بلا أول كان قبله والآخر بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وعجزت عن نعته أوهام الواقفين الذي خلق الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووطد بالسحور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الفرشي الهاشمي الخاتم لما سبق والفاتح لمن غلق المعلن الحق بالحق أبي القاسم محمد محمد وعجل لا سيما على صفوة المصطفية والثولة الحيدرية والعصمة الفاطمية والحلم الحسنية والشجاعة الحسينية والعبادة السجادية والعلوم الباقرية والصداقة الصادقية والكظم الكاظمية والرداء الغضبية والجود التقوية والنقابة النقوية والحيبة العسكرية والغيبة الإلهية وعجل فرجا قبل تسجيل في بهرائي وصي اللهم صل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد محمد وعجل فرجهم ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين اما بعد فقد قال الله وهو اصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر ان الارض يرثها من عباد الصالحون. صلوات الله محمد وعلى محمد. محمد وعلى محمد وعجل. Again, in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful, I extend my heartiest congratulations on this auspicious occasion of birthday celebration of our beloved Mawla, awaited Savior. To the rightful deputies, those who are serving Islam, I am Muslimin exclusively to our leader of the time, Rahbar-e Ummat, Hazrat Ayatullah Khamenei. Hafazahullah to all of you, my brothers and sisters, to all marajis, inshallah. May Allah give us the inspiration to do something so that we can hasten by our act the appearance of our beloved Mawla, inshallah. In my two portion, first portion of English portion, I will going to explore the concept of awaited Savior. It is not exclusively for Shias only, not only Shia theology. We find in ancient religions, methodology, and also heavenly religions. Before I say a few words about it, the basic concept of this, according to Quran, Quran says the religion of Islam is based on human instinct and nature. فَاقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفَ فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. Quran says the religion of Islam is based on human behavior, human nature. Human nature, one of the nature of human being is He seeks peace, and he wants peace within himself, within his surroundings. Peace is an instinctive demand of human being. Because it is an instinctive demand of human being, in outer world there has to be peace. When this is going to be is a question, but there shall be, there will be. When we read Quran gives us scenario of the past, scenario during the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also Quran gives prophecies what will happen in future, the immediate future about Rome and collapse of Rome and rejoining of Rome. So by in the Surah chapter of Surah Ar-Rum we find, and the later on Quran gives clear guidance to humanity, especially to the follower of Islam, by saying وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. We have written in Zabur after the zikr أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ, this earth, this land shall inherit by the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the prophecies of the Quran, not only here but many at times. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This ayat al ayat al istikhlaf, ayat al wa'd. There are so many beauties in this ayat. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّ لَهُمْ. Allah says Allah is promising those who believe and those who do good. What the promise? Allah shall give a khalif on earth to extend. What kind of khalif he shall be? He shall be the one who is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is pleased with him. And they shall be amn. Amn means they shall be peace on earth. And many a time Quran gives a peaceful word expression, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Social science says
the survival of the fittest. In the eyes of the world people, survival of the fittest means one has to be fit militarily, then he shall inherit the world. According to Quranic injunction, this Quran says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ the end result. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ the survival is not for the people, those who are muttaqeen. In the high hands of pious people, this land shall be. When we read the Torah, Torah also clearly indicating there shall come a savior who is going to save humanity from injustice. To extend after Sagafar between Zionism, between the Jewish and Christianity, so-called crusade, wars of crusade, they came to conclusion it is not worth to fight, let's join and see common ground. They found a common ground, they founded a government within that common ground on the theology of Zionism. And their theology tells them the person who is coming, awaited savior, is going to come on land and his capital shall be Jerusalem. Israel, that's why they are struggling their best. When we see entire Christian world, even the Pope of the time, Benedict so-called, is also with them. They never condemn the atrocities which is happening on earth. They always help, they always say, the government of illegitimate government of Israel has right to exist. As if no other country have right to exist, they are the only people, they have the right to exist. This itself is injustice, it's not going to survive. Remember, injustice never survives. Hadith says, Al-Mulk yabqa ma'al-kufr, wala yabqa ma'al-zulm. A country could survive after being followed kufr ideology. It is not going to survive after doing injustice. Injustice has no room to survival, there is not going to survive. Justice will survive and peace will survive. And peace shall take inherit the world. And the peaceful will be able to come and spread the world the peace. In the Injil of the time today, also there is a portion, many portions, it clearly says, the person who is going to come among the sons of Hazrat Yaqub is Jesus who has been crucified and he has been taken away from the humankind and he is now alive in the land of God, domain of God, and he is going to come back. They also believe in this. Zoroastrians also believe there is a person who is going to spread the word with justice. Buddhism, the Gautam Buddha, those who are following today with the Buddhist religion, Gautam Buddha, he himself proclaimed, he was the fifth one. The seventh one is coming, whose name is Buddha Sat. He is going to spread the word with justice and equity. After this, the ancient religion methodology of Hinduism, they say a person called Kali, he is going to come after Asra Kali. Asra Kali means the time of injustice and cruelty. He is the one who is going to spread, take out injustice and cruelty. This is religion, heavenly religion, methodology, and also Zoroastrian, they believe a person is going to come. Among Muslim Ummah, there are two concepts. One is concept of our Sunni brothers, one is concept of Abu Shia followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. The common ground of all is, all of us, we believe that some time comes, that time will be peace and justice. The time is coming and we have to wait for time to come, we have to change the world so that he can take his appearance. we should not wait and sit to have tasbih and ask him to azzal Allah faraja, but we have to change our own behavior. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to change the status of a nation until each and every individual has to change their status. Today I ask that all of you, you go and today, am I ready for Azzalallahu ta'ala faraja? When I say, am I ready? When I say, Azzalallah, what's the meaning of Azzalallah? Oh Allah, oh son, Azzalallahu ta'ala, oh Allah, may Allah be exalted, hasten the reappearance of them who is Imam Zamana, Azzalallahu ta'ala faraja al-Sharif.
मैं समझा नारे के लिए खड़े हैं हम चलो
So these are the concepts. Why they have this concept? It is not the time to Surah. We don't have time always. Tomorrow is the working day. At the same time, we have Amal, we have Surah to listen. And tonight, not only Surah Jummah, Dua Kumail is important. One of the Amal of this night is also Dua Kumail. And I hope, inshallah, all of us will join with this. And inshallah, we pray the best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah correct ourselves. May Allah take us all of our things and all of the sins of our forefathers, and so that the person, the awaited Savior comes as soon, ASAP, inshallah. Salawat alayhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, first thing is, if all religions believe, for example, when we see our Sunni brothers tonight, they also believe this night is Shab-e Bara'ah, Laylatul Bara'ah. Let me say in one sentence, Bara'ah means what? Shab-e Bara'ah means what? Bara'ah min al-Nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for a person who awaits whole night tonight, Bara'ah min al-Nar. Bara'ah min al-Nar means Bara'ah min al-Jahannam. The one who follows today and awakes himself and does astaghfar and all a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will going to forgive him and Jahannam shall not touch his body. That's why this night is called Shab-e Bara'ah. Our Sunni brothers also they follow this. And this has been a tradition of the beloved Prophet. That's why they cannot deny in their own book. That's why they follow this. They don't know why they follow it. They say this is because it has been Sunnah of the Prophet. That's why they follow. We also follow Sunnah. On top of that, we say tomorrow is the day of the birth of our beloved Mawla. Our three brothers, they say, he shall be born in the family of Ahlul Bayt. And his father's name will be, or shall be, Hassan. Although we believe he was Imam Hassan of Khadija alayhi salatu wa salam, and every day, Surah Bala Imam Hassan. The common ground of all humanity, those who believe in methodology, Hinduism, those who believe in ancient religions just like Buddhism, those who believe in heavenly religion, just like Christianity, Judaism, and also Zoroastrian, almost all the belief they wish for a person to change the world. This is the common ground. Second common ground, the person who is going to come, he is going to spread justice. Third common ground is, he is going to remove the injustice and cruelty from the masses. That shows there is a chance, there will be a time is coming where us will be inheriting a pious person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That pious is Aba Salih al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif.